Mach mir what the reason is that those were Mekel. This Chumra is the Chumra which is known as Gebrochts. Gebrochts in Yiddish or in contemporary Hebrew is known as Shruyah. Shruyah. Now what is Gebrochts? What is Shruyah? This is, some people have a custom to be particular that their matzah should not come in contact with water or with liquid. So it might sound at first like not especially relevant. Who fancies dipping their matzah in apple juice or in water? So yeah, you know, so it doesn't sound so relevant. But in fact, it's extremely relevant because if you take on board this chumra, so it doesn't just apply to taking your whole piece of matzah, your matzah sandwich, and dipping it into water. It also applies to matzah meal, right, which is simply ground up matzah. So you also won't mix your ground up matzah with liquid, which means lots and lots of favorite dishes will be out of bounds. No more knedlach, many Pesach cakes, different types of kugels, all sorts of different items which you otherwise would have been able to make. If you take on board this chumra, then you cannot make them. Now let's understand what the reason is for this chumra. So we know that generally how is chometz formed? Chometz is formed by taking grain, one of the five types of grain, wheat, barley, etc. You take them, or you take the flour produced from them, and you mix it with water, or possibly with other liquids that have the same thing as water. And after mixing them, if you leave it to stand for a certain amount of time, it becomes chametz. Yeah, that's how chametz is produced. Mixture of flour and water. Now here, when we talk about this, the brochets, you're not mixing flour with water. You're mixing something that was once flour, it's already been baked into a matzah, and now you are mixing it with water. It's been mixed once with water, been made into a dough, been baked into a matzah, and now you're mixing it with water. So is there any possibility that such a thing could become chametz? Well, it's already been baked into a matzah. So in fact, if this is an explicit Gemara, this Pashat HaLacha, that something which is already baked and is then subsequently cooked cannot become chometz. So even though classic chometz is taking flour, let's say, mixing it with water, and certainly with hot water in the way you cook it or whatever, if you take a baked flour that's already been made into a dough and baked, and then you mix it with water, you cook it, whatever, it cannot become chometz. That is an absolute explicit Gemara, an accepted halacha, there's no question about it. So having said that, what is the reason of those who are stringent with this chumra not to have matzah shruya, not to have gebrochts, if it's absolutely clear that a matzah that's already been produced into a matzah cannot become chametz? So what's the reason of the machmir? So let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura where he mentions this custom. The second thing on the sheet. Upashot. It is clear and straightforward. The kishenevde koidem Pesach. Something that was baked before Pesach. Afilu hayov emashu chometz ba kemach. The truth is, even if a little chometz was present in the kemach, doesn't matter if it's ari, if it's batel, it become bottle. Now the line of view also comes. Umutzer acharkach levashil hamatzes. And you can take these matzahs that were produced before Pesach and cook them. There is no such thing as something becoming chametz after having already been baked. Now, the yesh anshei maaseh, there are literally men of deeds, people who want to behave with nimish goes hadin, shemachmirim al achmon, who are stringent. Ve'ein shoyrin, and they do not soak, ve'ein mevashlin, and they do not cook, matzahs for Pesach. Matzahs on Pesach. Mei chashash. And what is the concern? They are worried as follows. Shemo nishar ma'at kemach betoich ha-matzos v'difnin. Shaloi milu shnofe. They're worried like this. there may be, when the dough was produced in the first place, maybe there were some grains of flour, but it didn't properly get mixed into the dough. There's just some plain grains of flour that, while are exactly as they were before they were mixed into dough, they were never produced into dough.
Not quite exactly as they were, because now they've been subjected to a phenomenal item.
Oh, we're going to look at that soon. Yeah, very good, Laura. Yeah. What effect does that have? What effect does heat have on flour that's not part of the dough? Good point. We'll look at that soon. Their concern is that there's grains of flour which have never been made part of this dough. They're still there somewhere. They haven't gone anywhere. They're somewhere on the surface of your matzah, or maybe within your matzah. Shalom Yilushiyofe was not properly kneaded into the dough. But Yizei Hashmir, so now effectively you have flour. You mix the flour with water. If you're going to take your matzahs and put them in water, or your matzah meal and mix it with water, or make a piece of cake with matzah meal and water, whatever it might be, you're going to mix it now with water. But Yizei Hashmir is chametz. And now, Chalila, you have flour together with water on Pesach, which is going to become chametz. It's not going to be cooked necessarily within the required time. And it's going to become chametz, so that's the reason of those who are stringent in this chum. They're choshish for this concern that perhaps somewhere within my matzah, and they probably won't be able to see it, it'll be minute, and that flour which remains can now mix with liquid and become chametz. That's the reason of the machmir. Now, so having said all that, what's the reason of the mekilim? So what's the reason of those who are not concerned of this stringency, many people who are not medaktik in this chum?
I'm sure there could be some grain, whatever, but the whole matzah flour would remain chametz.
No.
All the flour was water originally.
Yeah.
If you're saying it wasn't fully baked.
No. Not at all. We're not saying it's not fully baked. We're saying that all the dough that was there got baked. Stone, made the thing, got baked within 18 minutes, it's not hummus. We're concerned that there was some flour, you know, sitting on the surface, a little bit, a few white grains sitting on the surface of the matzo, or just caught in those little holes of the matzo, wherever it might be. So what's the other side of the coin? So it continues the Mishnah Berurah. Now I'm Shari Shula, Simon Tovtama, he quotes from the Shari Shula. The Mitzah Hadin, in Lachush Lozek. That may ikar adin, we need not be concerned. Why? Da'azuki is pura loy mas v'kinon. We do not need to presume that such a thing happened if we have no grounds to think so. Whereas, why do we need to be concerned that there's these little grains of flour present? Why should they be present? Let's presume that min hastam, the people baking the masses and producing that dough did a good job. All the flour got mixed into the dough, and there are no superfluous grains of flour anywhere. But with Rav, and he says, particularly be your menu, shenoyamim lasis rikikim daki. Particularly nowadays that people make very thin matzahs, and the thinner the matzahs are, the easier everything gets properly mixed in, and then there's no such touch. So simply they're arguing about, do we need to be concerned that this flour might be present or not? So the Machmirim say, well, maybe it's there. And the Mekilim say, well, you're right. If it would be there, it would be an issue. If it would be there, it would be a problem. But it's an adin, we don't have to be concerned that it might be there. Why should it be there? When we come back, it finishes off the Mishnah Berurah. Even though the Ikar adin, there's no requirement to take on this Kumra. Nishen Noi, the Kumra, something does take on this Kumra. Ein Malin Nichiboy, so we do not push him to the side, as we don't say it like a sort of Chassidus of Shtus or something. Somebody who wants to take on this Kumra can take it on, it makes sense, but one's not obliged to do so. Okay, so that is explanation one in the two sides of the coin over here. Some are choshish, but there might be little bits of flour there, and the Mekilim say, we don't need to be concerned. Even if the flour would be present, you would be right, but we don't need to be concerned that there's flour present. Now I'd like to take a look at a second explanation in the Tam of the Mekilim. Those who are lenient and say there's no problem, and the second Tam goes down, takes us down a slightly different road. The second Hesber comes and tells us that in truth, even if the flour would be present, there still wouldn't be any such concern. So what is this? So this is based on the writings of the records of the Hanhogas of the Vilna Gaon. The practices of the Vilna Gaon are recorded in a statement called Maisa Rav. The practices of the Vilna Gaon, and it's written there as follows, the third thing on the sheet. Muta lecho ma'acholim v'tav shidim ha'askuyim v'kemes batz. Says the Vilna Gaon, it is permitted and there's no concern regarding consuming foods and cooked items made from matzah flour, matzah meal. The aim of bush perhaps there was a place which did not get properly mixed in and baked with everything else. Even if it wasn't baked properly, in other words, there's grains of flour that are not part of the dough. Says the Vilna Gaon, it is no worse than toasted grain. Toasted grain, she'enoi machmis, which does not become compost. So, the Vilna Gaon seems to be indicating that even if there would be particles of flour which are still left there, there would be no concern. Why? Because he compares it to a halakha which he calls kaloyos, toasted grain which does not become compost. I.e., the Vilna Gaon is indicating something like, Rob mentioned a minute ago, that if we have grain that has been exposed to a very high temperature, not grain that was mixed with water, not grain that was made into a dough and baked in the regular fashion, rather plain grain that was toasted at a very high temperature, it will not be able to become hot. And therefore this flour is exactly akin to toasted grain. Just like toasted grain won't become chametz because it's already been exposed to that very high temperature. So the same thing, these grains of flour that are there, they've been toasted in the oven when you bake your matzah, and therefore they can't become chametz. Now let's look a little more closely at this halakha of this toasted grain. Because in fact,
it must mean, it must mean that anybody who takes on this gumrah should never have any matzah milk. Can't matzah meal, it's a stira. It's a stira. How is matzah meal?
Yes.
Because matzah meal is ground up matzah. Hashash might be in that matzah some grains of flour. You're back to square one again. Any matzah meal has now got the same hashash as a matzah that might have possibly one or two grains of uncooked.
Yeah, if you don't take on.
No, if you are one of these people who are about to
score. Well, mahmi.
The mahmi, then you can't have matzah meal. And anything.
Yeah, correct.
You sort of have matzah.
Yeah, basically, if you leave on this corner.
That means the whole thing's out, you know.
Basically, you can't make any kedla.
Yes. That must be the case.
That is the myth. The people who are mahmi in this minute.
That's the way the world's going.
Those who are mahmi in this minute basically don't have any items which are produced with matzah.
And they don't hold with the metzias. According to the Vilna Gaon, that it's impossible to ever.
So let's look more closely at this part of the Vilna Gaon. They don't hold with this point that the Vilna Gaon says that the toasted flour cannot become chametz. There's exactly a machlokes about this point. It's really not so poshut at all. This point that the Vilna Gaon writes that toasted flour can't become chametz is really not so difficult.
But if you see something, you can just go test it. It's not a problem.
It's very difficult to test because we don't really have very clear scientific. Sort of guidelines what exactly Chazal defines as chametz. If not everything in the laboratory they will or won't call chametz, it necessarily fits with the halachic. It's very hard to come up with a sort of scientific guideline that we're then going to be able to test in the laboratory what Chazal calls chametz. So it's very hard to actually test. We just have to go with what's written in the halachic makoros. What?
Who doesn't go to Mishra?
He says but you're not chayav. Not chayav to be knowing this. Come on, at all. So in fact, this svara which the Vilna Gaon says needs further investigation. Because the Gemara writes in Sotim Bavlamatet, it's the fourth thing on the sheet. Olam Bar Zutra, Loi Limchi Inish Kedera, a person should not mix into his cooked dish Kimcha Davishkuna, Kema, which is produced from toasted grain. A person should not mix into his soup or whatever it is, flour produced from toasted grain. Dilma Lerbosil Shapir, Ba'osi Bidei Chimot. Perhaps it was not fully toasted, Ba'osi Bidei Chimot, and it will come to become hotness. So the Gemara is openly telling us that if you take toasted grain, make out of it flour, you have this chito, it was toasted at a very high temperature in the oven, you put it into flour, it says the Gemara, do not mix it with water, don't put it into your boiling hot pot. Why? Because it can become hot. So the Gemara seems to be saying openly, unlike the Svara of the Vilna Gaon, that toasted grain can become hot. The fact that it was toasted when it was still grain doesn't mean that it can't become hummus any further. When you make something into dough and bake it, it can't become hummus. When it's never been made into dough, just a toasted grain, seems from the Gemara that it can become hummus. Not like the Gemara.
I don't agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be that if it was toasted properly, then it couldn't become hummus.
So that exactly gives a petah to understand what the Gemara on is saying. Because, as you exactly rightly say, the Gemara is saying that there's a concern that the toasting didn't work fully. But if it had worked fully, then the principle is correct, that toasted the grain doesn't become hummus. But look, we have to be concerned that maybe the grain that you put in the oven didn't become fully toasted. That will now give us an opening to understand the Vilna Gaon. Let's just give a drop more background. That in fact, there is also a theory in the Rambam about this same sort of discussion. In one Rambam, the first one put here on the sheet, Halacha Hei, he basically recalled the din of this Gemara. I cannot take flour produced from toasted grain and mix it into water, into a cooked dish, because of concern that such a thing can become hot. Two halachas before that, in Halacha Gimel, he writes, Ein mevashlin chitin b'mayim, can't cook chitin in water, avol mevashlin es hapach, es hakemach hakolim. One can mix into water flour which was toasted. So it seems to be a Moshe theory in the Rambam. In this, the second Rambam that we read, he tells us that you can put toasted flour into water. How does that fit with the Gemara and the Pesach that he himself said? Two are not as different. So basically, the Magid Mishnah comes up with the following explanation of everything that's going on here. So it's very, very straightforward. There's a difference between taking a grain and toasting it. You take grain, you put it in an oven, toast it, and produce flour. That's what the Gemara said, that we have to be concerned that it didn't get fully toasted. It's a grain, it's got a certain thickness. It's a whole body. So maybe the inner part of the grain didn't get fully toasted. And now when you produce your flour, part of that flour is regular, non-toasted flour, and it can become hummus. That's what the Gemara was speaking about. When the Rambam wrote in the other halacha, you are allowed to mix toasted flour with water. What he is talking about is flour that was toasted when it was already made into flour. Not you toasted grain and then made the grain into flour. You took flour and toasted the flour. Now toasted flour is really tiny little grains. So the Rambam holds that tiny little grains of flour, on that we do not need to be concerned that the toasting doesn't work fully. The toasting does work, and therefore the Rambam writes that you're allowed to mix it with water, and it doesn't become hot. So again, there's a difference between toasted grain and toasted flour. That's the answer in the Rambam, and also the Gemara, which told us that there's a problem using toasted grain, is only talking about toasted grain made into flour, but not toasted flour. Yeah. So having said that, that brings us back now also to our Vilna Gaon. That necessarily is what the Vilna Gaon is saying. Vilna Gaon is saying there's no problem, says the Vilna Gaon, with mixing your matzahs or your matzah meal with water. Even were there to be flour over there, Because that flour is toasted flour, it's not toasted grain. When you put your matzah in the oven, let's say there was some little grains of flour somewhere there. So that flour is toasted flour, and toasted flour doesn't become hot. That is the pshat in the Vilna Gaon. Oh, so let's still, there's still another side of the coin, having come all this way. On this argument of the Vilna Gaon, there is a comeback on the other side. But this opinion of the Rambam, that the Gemara, which says toasted grain can become chametz, is only referring to toasted grain, but is not referring to toasted flour, this opinion of the Rambam is not fully accepted. It is the opinion of the Rambam, but there are other Rishonim, Rabbi Yerushalayim, based upon Tosfos, can't go into that in depth, but that holds that toasted flour is exactly the same as toasted grain. We don't make a distinction between toasted grain, toasted flour. Exactly like the Gemara said that toasted grain, there's a concern that it didn't get fully toasted and can become chametz. Also, toasted flour can also become chametz. And since it can also become chametz, if there would indeed be flour there, it could still become chametz. So they don't agree with this opinion of the Rambam that toasted flour can't become chametz. A second point which has relevance to this svara of the Vilna Gaon is that even according to the Rambam, there's a very strong mockum to say that, and Mishmura makes mention of this idea somewhere, a very strong mockum to say that even if toasted flour cannot become chametz, that's only when the toasted flour was fully exposed to the heat of the fire. But let's say there was some toasted flour, there's some flour which was enclosed somewhere within the matzah. So that flour was encased by the dough of the matzah. Who says that over there, toasted flour will not become chametz? That flour was not fully exposed to the heat of the fire. Okay. So let's basically summarize where we've come to with this whole discussion. We've explained the tam of the chumrah for those who don't eat the broth, even though baked matzah definitely can't become chametz, there's a concern, or they are concerned, that maybe there's some grains of flour that were not fully mixed in, which can become chametz. The tam of those who are lenient is basically two approaches. A, they say, we don't need to be concerned that there's flour there. Maybe if there was flour, it would be a problem. And B, the Vilna Gaon says that even if there would be flour there, it wouldn't be a problem because it became toasted, and to that there is a certain level of comeback because it's not so potent that toasted flour doesn't become chametz, it's something from Machlokes Rishonim. And secondly, if the flour was within a matzah, was encased by the matzah, also maybe the toasted flour can become chametz even according to the Rambam. Let's finish with one final point, which is not so well known, but very interesting to hear about, which is that there is a strong mocking to say that even those who want to be matmen with this chumrah, one can make a very strong halachic argument to make a distinction between mixing your matzah with water and mixing your matzah with other juices. Why? Because when one mixes flour with water, there's no question that flour and water creates chametz. If one mixes flour with other liquids, with egg, with oil, with fruit juices, it isn't so poshut at all that it can become chametz. In fact, according to many Rishonim, it doesn't become chametz. And according to the Ikar Adin, that's how we pass it. Even though the Minhag Ashkenaz is to be machmir, but it's the Torah Sumra, not mamash the Ikar Adin. So, since if one mixes flour with made pears, with other juices, many hold it cannot become chametz, one can make a very strong argument that even somebody who wants to be machmir in this chumrah of matzah shuya, it makes sense maybe to be machmir not to mix matzah or matzah meal with water. You say, maybe there's some flour, and that flour will mix now with the water and become chametz, maybe. But to be machmir, even not to mix your matzah or matzah meal with meperes, is another stage further in this chumrah. That's really begedel chumrah al gabei chumrah, is to mix kemach. Maybe there's some kemach there, and if there is kemach there, maybe the meperes will make chametz. That's already two stages removed from ikradis. There is a strong makom to say that a person could be machmir in this chumrah, not to mix his matzah or his matzah meal with water, but it's not necessary to be machmir not to mix matzah or matzah meal with meperes. And indeed, there are places who make mention of such a chiluk. The Shari Tshuva and the Shulchan Aruch Harah both make mention of this chiluk and say that even one who is machmir not to mix his matzah or his matzah meal with water could be lenient regarding mixing it with meperes. Right, we'll stop here.